From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Smidery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here he is, the man who's proof that you don't have to live in a tree to be a sap. Smiley Burnett!
Oh, you say the nicest things about me. Did you see me answering the phone while ago?
Yeah.
Old Macquarie just called me.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yes, sir. They got a burglar in his house last night. They got him locked up in the clink now.
Boy, that's real excitement, isn't
it? Oh, you don't know the half of it, Joe. Macquarie was down there bright and early this morning and asked the desk sergeant if he could see the burglar.
What in the world did he want to see the burglar for?
Well, he wanted to find out how that burglar got in the house without waking up Mrs. McQuarrie.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. Wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess we'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Show at the Rialto tonight. Boy, I bet that's going to be good. Did you hear about it?
No, what about it, Smiley?
Well, I just overheard a couple fellas talking. They said they had a contortionist down there that could sit in his own lap. Friends, right now, I'd like to have you hear a few words from our sponsor.
Thank you.
out the programming today?
I sure did her.
What did you choose for this spot now?
Well, we got the whippoorwills here all set to go, Smiley. You know
all
what
right.
we're going to do?
No.
Open up them pearly gates.
Get them open.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, you better get down on your knees and pray. Well, now, all you lying sinners, you better quit shooting that 7-Eleven. Get ready for that judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, to go out to your chicken roost, ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. Well, now you'd better turn them chickens loose, or you'll die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Hey, my father.
Hey, what are you looking so excited about today, Smiley?
Oh, I'm not excited. I'm just busy, Joe. Just busier than a flea working his way through a dog show.
Well, what's keeping you so busy, my friend?
Oh, just phone calls. Just got one from the mayor of Freeman. They're going to have a beauty contest over there, Joe, and he wants me to be one of the judges, but I'm so busy.
Oh, Smiley, what a thing to be interested in. Yeah. Girls. Well, don't you know that beauty's only skin deep?
Well, so what? I ain't no cannibal. Talking about beautiful girls, Joe, I have just written a new song on the subject.
Well, what do you call it?
Well, I've given it a title. It's called I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Harry James. You like that?
Say, Smiley, you know, with all this girl talk, I think I'm beginning to believe that you might even go in for that crude pastime called kissing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Kissing is something I'm a number one, genuine, bona fide, authentic expert on. That's me. Let me tell you what I've learned over the years. That all the years I've been puckering up, Joe, here's what I've learned. Experience is what it takes a little of to kiss like a professional, but a lot more of to kiss like an amateur. You betcha.
Where did you learn to kiss anyway, Smiley?
Learn it? I was a bugler in the Boy Scouts. That's where it all started. I'd like to have about 35 cents worth of introduction here for a little children's song called The Prairie Dog Lament. 10 million years ago today, the world was all brand new, and all animals had no home. They didn't know what to do. So the prairie dog says, I'll dig me one. I'll dig for all I'm worth. So he dug and he digged and he digged and he dug a deep hole in the earth. He carried all the dirt upstairs with no time off for sleep. Then up he came with the bottom of the hole and threw it on the heap. Now about that time the lightning flashed, the thunder boomed and rolled, and the prairie dog ran beneath his arms, he had the bottom of the hole. Now to this day in a prairie dog town you'll see them standing there. They peer off in the distance with a far off wondering stare. They never can finish one home they dig, they wait and just grow old, looking for that prairie dog who ran off with the bottom of the hole. Yeah, he has more fun than we do. They don't act like people do,
no.
Poor old McCoy. He thinks he's getting old. You know that, Joe?
Yeah, boy, makes you think that.
Well, he told me that he's getting so when he goes into a restaurant that he finds he's paying much more attention to the food than he does the waitress. I get awful embarrassed, though, you know, Joe? I went into a restaurant with him the other day, and that dadblame Macquarie, when the waitress come over, he just started giving her the dickens, and loud, too. He says, the food in here is absolutely poison. Yes, sir, that's exactly what I think. It's poison. And what's more, the portions are too doggone small.
Oh, boy, we've had a good time today, haven't we? Well, the face on the clock just looked down at me, and the hands are waving goodbye, Frog, so I expect we'd better go now. We'll be back again soon, though. Hope you'll be listening to us. Until then, this is old Smiley Bird's Nest saying, speak well of me, and I'll just dare you to talk about me.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with George Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.